Wrapping up our outdoor hour at Rosie on the House, talking our way through vegetable garden and raised planters. Miss Julie from Farm Bureau joined us, and we appreciate you joining us and filling us in everything that's going on in the agricultural world of the great state of Arizona.
Well, you know what I want to mention quickly is on Fill Your Plate, we have someone famous, at least in my eyes, in your eyes,
Fill,
certainly.
Fill My Plate is at your website.
Yeah, Fill Your Plate. If you go to the recipes, it's searchable, and we have someone famous there, Baby K's. I'm honored to have the Romero family provide me two recipes of Baby K's. And if you search by shrimp, because those are the featured item within the recipes, up will pop two of Baby K's. And I'm just like radically honored to have her on fillyourplate.org.
Well, she is honored as well to be able to share family recipes that go back quite a ways.
You know,
Julie, what are her two recipes?
One of them is the barbecue shrimp and the remoulade sauce.
Julie called me last night to proofread it, and she had labeled it Jennifer's. I was like, oh, my gosh, get that off there quick. I can't take credit for that. I might be, like, banned from the family or something.
That's right. We stole it from Baby K, that's true.
Well, tell her thank you, and we love her.
Shrimp remoulade and the barbecue shrimp, which some people would, if you travel New Orleans, down there it's kind of called Manalis, is a common name for it. So, man, now I am getting hungry.
Mm. I am.
John James,
you're going to get to go eat crawfish.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to drive up the mountain and get that crawfish festival. Let's bring Josh in, also on the topic of raised beds. Real quick, Josh, what's your question? We'll try and get to it as quick as we can.
Yeah, I've got an existing raised bed. I've already removed all of the vegetables from it. My question for you is, what do I need to do to that soil to prep it for the next season?
That's really easy with the raised bed. You may need to add a little soil. You know, the soil kind of shrinks, and you know, so if you need to bring the level up a little bit, get some good potting soil or square foot garden mix, and then just some good organic fertilizer. And I'm an advocate of adding some gypsum in there as well, and just kind of rake it in, till it in, work it in, and you're good to go. You can plant the same day.
And when you're buying this ready-to-go potted soil, what is the gypsum doing to that?
Well, gypsum just kind of helps buffer our alkalinity. So we've been watering, you know, beds, and, you know, our water's a little bit on the alkaline side, especially as we get in the summertime.
Yep.
So it just kind of gives the plants a little bit of a buffer. You're not going to change the pH, but it just kind of helps buffer some of those salts.
Okay.
So salts just tie up nutrients. They just don't allow nutrients to be available to the plant. So if we can temporarily buffer them, it helps open the soil up, improves the drainage, does some other things. So it's just kind of a little insurance package.
I just can't wait for the day I finally can grow something. I am the world's king of compost. I mean, I have the prettiest compost in the whole planet.
Yeah.
But I just can't. But I fight getting things to grow. And my garden, then, because it's enclosed, and I add the compost and I add the soil supplements and all, you know, it keeps getting high. About every 4 or 5 years, I got to go in there and take about 12 inches out to get it back down, you know.
Wow.
And then I spread that to my other plants and put it in the tree wells and stuff like that.
Well, a lot of times it's just nutrients. I mean, we do not have plants need nitrogen. We don't get rainfall here, so we've got to introduce nitrogen to most of our gardens, and it's just a necessity. Now, how you get that nitrogen, a lot of people want to stay organic. There are great ways to do that. You know, the Hickman's product, blood meal, you know, Dr. Earth. There's a whole bunch of, in fact, I think we have more organic fertilizers than non-organic fertilizers anymore. But you got to fertilize here. When we're watering all the time and it's hot, and things are solubilizing and leaching out, you just got to keep things well fed.
You know, another event people could go to with the kids is they could run down to Annie's right now, because peaches are picked right now, right?
Right. Apple Annie's in Wilcox
Apple
area.
Annie's, yeah.
And, you know, you have the whole weekend, because after you go pick your peaches, go sample some wine around there. It's a whole weekend event, so It's a good place to be. There's a lot of agriculture there. Bonita beans, you can get some Arizona grown. They're in the Wilcox, Cochise County area. And it can be a whole weekend. You can get a touch of agriculture and a taste of wine.
Pick up your peaches, your beans, and your wine.
Yep.
Sounds pretty good.
And if you do it wearing a basil necklace,
then
no telling.
You might pick up a guy, too.
I might find my guy, finally. This has been a great show.
Only at Rosie on the House. Only at Rosie on the House. Folks, y'all stay tuned. 9 o'clock hour is always when we open the lines for whatever project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin. We'll get in there and figure out what it is you're trying to get done, and we'll put our remodeling experience to work for you and tip you off on the best tools to use, the best products to use, and just the tricks of the trade to try and make the project go a little bit simpler and look a little bit more professional when you get done. So that's the 9 o'clock hour. You can start getting online right now. It's an hour that loads up pretty quick. 1-888-767-4348. Those of you with landscape gardening questions who we didn't get on air, don't worry. You got in, so you'll get an answer. We'll call you during the break here. So, right, all of that at Rosie on Ass. And your hour with a plumber at 10 o'clock. Stay tuned for that as well.
On the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.